You're listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
July 31st, 2019. They say that they were plotting external attacks against American citizens. They were doing so at a leadership and training facility in northern Syria. Militants planning different attacks against American citizens and our U.S. military. Well, what happened is we learned about it. And suddenly a U.S. military airstrike hit. Good. We killed at least six commanders, two Algerians, two Tunisians, an Egyptian, a Syrian. All Al-Qaeda linked. And apparently they still control a large swath of northern Syria. And it remains a safe haven for Al-Qaeda leaders trying to coordinate terrorist attacks. It's been more than 2 years since our U.S. military hit Al-Qaeda fighters inside Syria. But we did, and I'm not losing any sleep over it. The word is that Osama bin Laden's son, they've had $1 million reward for information about him. Information apparently now is that he's dead, and he has been, maybe for a couple of years. They thought he might be, but they weren't sure. And he is the heir apparent to leading the militant group Al-Qaeda after the death of his father. Thought to be about 30 years of age at this point, somewhere near the Afghan-Pakistan border. They've been looking for him. They've launched attacks at various times, and they think they got him, but they weren't sure. Now, apparently they do have some information that, yes, we indeed got him. And they got him maybe late last year, early last year. That's according to some of the latest info. We'll see if it holds up. Well, somebody's got some splaining to do to the Iranian Navy. The Iranian media started telling about there would be reports of Iran and Russia holding a joint naval drill in the Persian Gulf. That's not good, my friend. They're going to join with Russia and hold a joint naval drill in the Persian Gulf. Well, now the Iranian Navy says Iranian media was misinterpreting the admiral. So we're going to hold a drill, but it's going to be in the less sensitive waters of the Indian Ocean and the Gulf of Oman. And we're not going to try to create any problems in the Strait of Hormuz and not in the Persian Gulf. Well, that's a big difference. We'll still be monitoring, seeing what they do. But as I said, somebody has some splaining to do. They might end up doing it at the end of a rope. The Trump administration announcing today imposing sanctions on Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif. Of course, we continue to have escalating tensions between Tehran and the West. And we're doing this. We're sanctioning him because, according to our Treasury Department, Zarif implements a reckless agenda of Iran's supreme leader and is its primary spokesman around the world. That basically the regime denies Iranian citizens access to social media, but they let Zarif spread the regime's propaganda through social media. So we're putting in sanctions on him. And who comes to his defense? Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, Democrat. She's a member of the Senate Intel Committee. She says, I've known the foreign minister for more than 15 years. He's always been a capable diplomat. This is a mistake by our administration. Now, What would happen? What would happen if the Trump administration said, you know, this guy probably deserves sanctions, but Trump says he's been a good diplomat. Let's don't do anything. Oh, Trump would be accused of, oh, you're in bed with an Iranian terrorist, aren't you? And Feinstein does it, and you don't see word one on the mainstream national media. Dateline, California. A U.S. Navy Super Hornet jet crashing. They do not know the status of the pilot. It happened east of the Naval Air Weapons Station in China Lake in California. Some on the ground might have been injured a little bit by some shrapnel, things of that nature, coming from the plane at some point. Nothing serious, but they still don't know what happened to the pilot. This is not good this late in the day that this word still is saying we don't know. And they say it happened during a routine training flight. There is no routine training flight. They're all serious as they can be. 77 years ago, a World War II sub, the USS Grunion, was operating off Alaska, the Aleutian Islands. It had already sunk two Japanese patrol boats, and it was ordered back to base in Dutch Harbor on Aminak Island. But the submarine reported heavy anti-submarine activity during a final transmission, never heard from again. Assumed lost with all hands, October 5th, 1942. The crew is 70. Well, now, almost 80 years later, they have found it in 2,700 feet of water near Kiska. They have some resolution. There's a mystery in Missouri. Two Wisconsin brothers, last seen trying to make a deal to maybe buy some cattle. The 35-year-old and his 24-year-old brother were visiting farms in Missouri's Clinton and Caldwell counties for their livestock business. They have not been seen. The vehicle they apparently had either rented or had with them has been found, and somebody's already been charged with tampering with that vehicle. It was a rental vehicle. And now there have been some human remains found at another farm about 70 miles northeast of Kansas City, similar to the area where the brothers were last known to be. The investigation continues. And just when you thought you knew everything and how sordid Jeffrey Epstein, that wealthy financier, could be, the one accused of sex trafficking charges, sexually abusing dozens of underage girls, get this story. Epstein was dangling money in front of scientists, trying to get them to take his DNA, impregnate women at his New Mexico ranch, and create a new race using his DNA. He was enthralled, they say, by transhumanism, a science of genetic engineering, a modern-day version, they say, eugenics or controlled breeding. He wanted to take his DNA and have it implanted in women to carry his babies and create a whole new species. He had numerous scientists show up. He gave them money to come. He would talk to them. But one of them said, you know what? This guy's an intellectual imposter.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This is Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Congresswoman Omar, calling Congresswoman Omar. Do you want to go to Somalia? Of course, that's where she was born and grew up until the U.S. accepted her and her family on an asylum program, a refugee program, brought them here. She since became a U.S. citizen and is now a U.S. Congresswoman. Congresswoman Omar, do you want to go back to Somalia? maybe you should know that you need to be really careful. The mayor of a capital of Somalia was having a meeting in his office, a security meeting. A suicide bomber walks in and detonates the explosive strapped to his waist. The mayor and his deputy rushed to the hospital in critical condition, last report. Two district commissioners among the several dead. They think the attacker got in because he coordinated with corrupt officials offering them bribes. Al-Qaeda claiming responsibility. Now, Congresswoman Omar, you're here. You're in a great, safe country. What do you think about, would you possibly think that Somalia might not be the great country, not as great at least as the U.S. now? Well, today the Fed dropped the target for its benchmark interest rate, quarter of a percentage point. That's the first cut since 2008. Quarter of a percent. Stocks dropped sharply after it was announced. And also said, don't look at this as the beginning of a long series of rate cuts. President Trump's response, what the market wanted to hear from Jay Powell, the Federal Reserve, he said, was that this was the beginning of a lengthy and aggressive rate-cutting cycle, which would keep pace with China, the European Union, and other countries. But as usual, our Fed chairman let us down. But we're winning anyway, but I'm not getting any help from the Federal Reserve. No, he wanted a bigger, deeper cut and more cuts to come. The president did get what he wanted when it came to the new U.N. ambassador, Kelly Knightcraft. She had served as the U.S. ambassador to Canada. Senator Mitch McConnell recommended that she take over as our ambassador to the U.N. She's confirmed by the Senate, a 56-34 vote, marking a victory not just for Trump, but for Senator McConnell. She came under fire, of course, from Senate Democrats because of her views on climate change and her family ties to the coal industry. So she must be a mean, nasty, bad person. That's had nothing to do with her job would be as a UN ambassador, but that's what they were doing. Well, of course, Mayor Bill de Blasio wants to be president. He was at that 2020 Democrat primary debate. And today, New York police officers turning out, protesting the mayor's appearance at the debate. About 20 of them. That's not a big number, obviously. But they were still there. And they were walking around, posting signs, saying he can't run the city, can't run the country. Come back here and do what you should be doing in our city. And also added, he's no friend to labor. Hey, you want to make some good money in Virginia? The very best jobs in Virginia, apparently, if you want to be among the state's top earners, go to work for University of College. That's right. And I don't mean just go to work for the University of College in Virginia, but become the president. The highest paid government employee in Virginia right now is the president of Virginia Commonwealth University, making about $1 million. The president of the University of Virginia is just around that number, $962,000. Well, gosh, is it tough to be a college administrator and a president? Nope. No, if you can simply sign off on anything that changes genders by will, put up transgender signs on the bathrooms, you could probably be a college president. She was an American Idol contestant in 2007. She reached the top 16. And then in 2012, she competed on Fear Factor. Looked like she had everything going for her. Former American Idol contestant. A former Fear Factor contestant. Now the 32-year-old is pleading guilty in court after being caught in a police stakeout. Reportedly, investigators are waiting outside a stash house in Virginia. They saw her car approaching. They stopped it. They checked the car in a cardboard box in front of the passenger seat on the floorboard. A box containing nearly 2 pounds of fentanyl. 2 pounds of fentanyl. Investigators say that was enough drug to kill 415,000 people. She's going to be sentenced in November, could face up to 10 years in prison. Now, there was a Jimmy Kimmel live piece she appeared on just last year. And this Jimmy Kimmel live piece was featuring other Idol alums asking, where are they now? We know where she's going to be.
You can follow Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA at Larry Connors USA.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To text the show, it's 855-282-8255. It's 855-282-8255.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So coming up in this hour, we'll look at Don Lemon, fruitcake. You know, I always say that. And that's not reference his sexual preference. It's reference his politics and his attitude. And we're also going to talk about illegals and open borders and the battle between the Democrats, specifically Booker and Biden, and the universal health care. Again, a battle between Democrats. And I'm going to tell you how you can look at your wallet and change your, and suddenly change the American currency, as they're doing in Iran and Venezuela. And then also transgender athletes competing against women. Is that fair? See, they just wrapped up the second debate. And during the debate tonight, there was one part that did stand out, and it's going to be replicated and played over kind of like, you know, when Reagan was referring to Mondale and saying, basically, I will not hold my opponent's age against him that he's so young, something of that. I'm coming up with that off the top of my head. I can't remember the exact quote. You probably remember it better. And, of course, some of the other campaigns that, where's the beef, that kind of thing. Well, tonight in the debate, Biden is challenging Booker, saying for the entire 8 years he was mayor, nothing was done to deal with the police department that was corrupt. And then Senator Cory Booker responded saying, Mr. Vice President, there's a saying in my community, you're dipping into the Kool-Aid and you don't even know the flavor. Oh, the audience roared. They roared. And I got to tell you, the leftist media loved it. And I think a lot of them would like to see something to take Biden down. And this, they're going to play it over and over again. Well, after the roar stopped, the senator for New Jersey suggested Biden visit New York, said, come to my city, see the reforms we put in place. But he made his point and got something fired out. And in fact, to that extent, at Larry Connors USA Facebook, Debbie already responding, saying what Booker said to Biden was epic. You're dipping in the Kool-Aid. You don't even know what flavor it is. LOL, I think they're all drinking it. Debbie, I think you're right. So one thing the CNN team did, the same thing as they did when they had Rachel Maddow on. They bring in not someone who's, quote, a journalist. Of course, all these people are tainted. They're all tainted. They cannot possibly be, quote, journalist, but some of them at least pose as it, but some are obviously commentators, much like I do with this program. I'm no longer a journalist. I'm an opinion commentator. I say what I want. I still try to put some fairness in, make sure all sides are heard, but it still comes down to me saying what I want to. So they bring Don Lemon Fruitcake to be a debate moderator last night and again tonight, just as they did with Rachel Maddow. And I thought they would have learned. When you take somebody like that and put them into the mix, you're not encouraging legitimate questions. You're encouraging attack dogs. And he did it. He did it last night. He could not wait to use some remarks that would challenge President Trump on something that he's making up, What he did, he was raising a question to Senator Klobuchar. What do you say to those Trump voters who prioritize the economy over the president's bigotry? Bam, right there. The president's bigotry, not the alleged bigotry, not what some seem to be or seem to think is bigotry. He just flat said he's a bigot. And he used his question in that fashion. You got Trump voters, he said, out there. Basically, they're more concerned about the economy than the president being a racist and a bigot. And Klobuchar said, to her credit, first of all, there are people that voted for Donald Trump that aren't racist. They just want a better shake in the economy. That's not the answer Don Lemon wanted to hear, but it was a very good answer. Charles Barkley, I was quoting earlier, the former NBA star, he was upset with that debate last night. He was attending that one, and that particular issue about calling someone a racist, he said, you got to stop doing that. You got to quit calling people racist. But Don Lemon Fruitcake has no problem of flat out saying the president's bigotry, as if it's an accepted fact. And it is for the left of the mainstream media. But President Trump quickly responded. Keep in mind, Trump had once called Lemon the dumbest man on television. So now, based off of what happened with that question again, as the Don Lemon Fruitcake decide I can use this not to raise a legitimate question, but to kind of spear President Trump. Doesn't that make you think, how rigged was this thing? And the president did indeed label Don Lemon Fruitcake, the debate moderator, as dumb. He said, when you raise that question like that, ask that kind of comment, CNN's Don Lemon, the dumbest man on television, insinuated when asking a debate question that I was a racist. He said, perhaps someone should explain to Don that he's supposed to be neutral, unbiased, and fair. That's what a moderator is supposed to be. They're not supposed to be taking sides. Let the candidates do that. But as a moderator, and don't serve up a question like, what do you say to the Trump supporters more concerned about the economy than their president being a racist, a bigot? They have no shame on that side of bringing it up like that. Now, there are several issues that surfaced last night and again tonight, causing more and more division among this current 20 Democrat candidates, and that's not all of them. We're going to break down some of those, and you're going to see there's some very big rifts occurring, and it could destroy this Democrat Party. I'll probably be laughing, but here we go.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To text the show, it's 855-282-8255. It's 855-282-8255.
John Bill Roofing paying out $10,000 cash. The money goes to the top three winning teams of the World Record Washer Tournament, October 13th. At the St. Charles Family Arena. They're trying to get the most players ever at the same time, setting a world record. Bring the family. Enjoy a car show, barbecue contest, live music. All proceeds go directly to the USO of Missouri. Register usoday.com. usoday.com.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To call in locally, dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This report is not shocking, but it's just reinforcing how bad the situation is at the border because of what we're trying to accomplish. The Border Protection Commissioner telling senators that more than 300,000 migrant children were taken into custody by Border Patrol agents this fiscal year. That represents nearly 40% of all migrants apprehended so far this year. As he said, the numbers are staggering, unprecedented, overwhelming every aspect of our border and immigration enforcement system. So when you hear the Democrats, all of them shout out, oh, these children are not being cared for. So they've got them on cages. They're not in cages, but they are being cared for the best they can. But they keep coming. And you know why they keep coming? Because the Democrats keep talking about, open borders. Let's do open borders. And you get someone like Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's now arguing that Republicans are using illegal immigration to hide racism. What? She said, this has never been about undocumented migrants. She said, this is the GOP's concerns that are rooted in race and race alone. She says, there's room in this country for all these people. She said, on one hand, Republicans love to say the economy is going great. Unemployment is at all-time lows, blah, blah, blah. Everything going amazing. We can't hire enough people. On the other hand, they're talking about how immigration is bad. Stop it right there. Did not say immigration is bad. We said illegal immigration is bad. And she went on to say, they're talking about how immigration is bad and how we can't have immigrants. Stop it again. We bring in 1 million immigrants every year. And of course, here she wants to say the GOP is using illegal immigration to hide covert racism. Obviously, it's not true. As Trump said, well, it doesn't make a difference. They don't listen anyway. There's no sense in me going through it again. We have the same arguments over and over again. But what they want to do is say that it's another indication of racism. We're talking about illegal immigration. And by the way, before the debate started tonight, an ad ran. And I can't recall now who did the ad, but it was talking about bottom line, or it began in saying illegal immigrants cost American workers jobs. That's right. This is running in advance of the Democrat debate tonight. And basically it was pushing the E-Verify system that says employers that hire illegals should be punished. Well, why should you punish them if you're going to allow sanctuary cities and states like California say, come on in, we're not going to ground you up, we're not going to turn you over to the... If you're not going to do that, then why would you care about the businesses going ahead and hiring them illegals and putting more Americans out of work? It makes no sense whatsoever the way they're going about it. But the fact that ran right before the Democrat convention, I thought that's pretty strong. And tonight, Senator Booker and Biden got into a little tiff over that as well. I stand corrected. Booker and Biden actually agreed on this. They agreed that it should be criminalized. You can't just have people coming across the border. It would be a crime. Of course, you got other Democrats saying, oh, no, it's all okay. Which also brings us to this universal health care. Bill de Blasio on stage tonight said, we need to be bold. We just need to simply say we are going to have universal health care. Bernie has already said universal health care will cost something like $30 trillion. And he wants you to believe, and has stated, you won't have any deductible. Biden said tonight, oh, there's going to be a deductible. It's going to be from your paycheck. That's where the deductible is going to hit. And I love the fact that they're sparring over something that's very cut and dry economics. When you get to Medicare for All, these candidates are all over the board. Sanders, of course, been the most vocal, I should say, for Medicare for All. He popularized the concept during his bid in 2016 for the White House. He got Senator Elizabeth Warren co-sponsoring Medicare for All in 2017. She's also now began to back away and say, well, there are different ways to achieve this. Senator Cory Booker co-sponsored the Medicare for All legislation, but now he's also rejecting that private health insurance be eliminated under it. Senator Kamala Harris, she also signed on to Sanders' health care Medicaid for All and said she supports eliminating private health insurance altogether. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, she supports Medicare for All and co-sponsored Sanders' plan. Congressman O'Rourke of Texas, high back universal health care. But he's also throwing his support behind a different kind of proposal, dubbed Medicare for America. Washington Governor Inslee, he said, we have in our state legislature a public option health care plan, which is what we should have, not this universal health care. Former Colorado Governor Hickenlooper saying the same thing, universal health care in principle. Congresswoman Gabbard, she co-sponsored the Expanded and Improved Medicare for All. But they're all kind of bailing out. They're going different directions because as a word comes out and the word becomes evident that health care for all is not going to be a good idea, and are you willing to give health care to undocumented illegals? They were realizing, if I get on that side of the fence, that could cost me some votes big time. So they cannot make up their mind where they stand. No surprise there. Oh, by the way, somebody pointed out to me that while all this debate is underway, today, this morning, the Trump administration announced it's going to allow companies to import drugs sold in other countries, including Canada. Up to now, you haven't been able to do that. And, of course, our drug prices went higher and higher. Now, as long as the FDA verifies the medicines are identical and they meet our safety standards, these lower-cost versions of drugs can be sold in the U.S., saving Americans hundreds of dollars. So that's a plus. Did you hear the mainstream media talk about that? Did they bring that up tonight in the debate, say, the president's actually fixing some high drug prices? What do you think about that? Nope. Let's don't do anything that would praise him. We want our country to be universal health care. We're going to give everybody free college, free anything you want. We're going to give it to you. Somebody's going to pay for it. Not you. Someone else. Maybe your parents. Maybe your children. They want socialism. And even last night, Mayor Pete said, look, they're going to call us socialists. We might as well admit we are. I mean, that's what he came down to say. They want, basically, what they have in Venezuela. Now, have you looked at how well Venezuela is doing with its socialist program? Here's what they did. And I want you to take a look at the money you've got in your wallet right now. I'm going to show you how we're going to change the American currency, as they did in Venezuela. And now they're doing in Iran. Today, the Iranian Central Bank announced it was going to rename the national currency. It's no longer going to be the rial. They're going to call it the Toman. Just renaming it, what's the purpose? Well, because they don't want you to think that they're doing anything to devalue the rial. They're talking about now a Toman. That's something entirely new. And, of course, what's been going on in Venezuela, they did something similar. The dictator Maduro announced last March that because of the collapse of the Venezuelan economy, his government was going to change the value of the Bolivar, their dollar. What did he do? Folks, you're going to love this. I'm telling you, look at the money you got in your wallet right now. I tell you what, if you're so lucky to have a $100 bill in your wallet, take a couple of zeros off. Well, now you only have $10. If you have a $10 bill, take a zero off. Now it's worth a dollar. You got a $10 bill, move the decimal two more points to the left, and now you got 10 cents. That's what they're doing. That's how you restructure the U.S. economy. You remove the zeros. That's what they did in Venezuela. The Venezuelan dictator said, we're going to cut three zeros from the value of the dollar we have now. So it's not worth the dollar it was. And we're not going to bring out new currency, basically. We're just going to take all the current currency out of circulation, and we're going to implement a new currency with three fewer zeros, but we're eventually going to get rid of that. And all that you have, if you got in your hand or your bank, and it's got, let's say, 50,000 note, they're going to take three zeros off. It's no longer $50,000 worth. It's $50 worth. And what are they doing in Iran? The same thing. Because their oil exports fallen 77%. They're in an upheaval. The cost of food and things of that nature higher than ever because of the sanctions we put on them, because they will not except the fact that we're not going to let them have a nuclear weapon. And now the Central Bank of Iran is blaming Trump, and they're changing the rial to the Toman, which they had in use until the 1930s. And that way they could say, we're not devaluing the rial, we're coming up with the Toman again. And what they're doing is deleting four zeros. There you go. It's in your wallet right now. You want to restructure the U.S. economy based as socialism is doing? You take that $10 bill and look at it as it's only a dollar. And tomorrow, move the decimal two more spots, it's 10 cents. And then eventually it's 1 cent. So what happens when liberals are always pushing the women's agenda? The women's agenda. We're all about women. And women who compete in sport are now facing competition from men who say, I'm now a woman and I want to compete in your sport. Is that fair? Do they have a chance? And where's all the outcry to help protect the women? Please stand by.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I want to make sure you understand something. Democrats and leaders of the LGBTQ activist organizations got a bill through in the House Democrat-controlled Congress, the Equality Act. They got that through in May, through the House, titled Trans Women in Elite Sport, Scientific and Ethical Considerations. It would ensure gender ideology is cemented into federal law by extending federal protections for sexual orientation and gender identity. And if it were to pass the Senate and become law, it would then force federal law, would force girls and women's sports to include biological males on female athletic teams. Now, those sponsoring this and bringing it forward said, it's just fear-mongering, and it's wrong to claim that biological men in female sports would put female athletes at an unfair advantage. They want to insist that. That's right. Democrat Congresswoman Omar told her state attorney general to investigate USA powerlifting because it was blocking biological males from competing in women's events and saying that women, or rather the transgenders, would have an advantage over biological females is a myth. Democrat Hill of California said there's fear-mongering about trans women playing sports. Are you kidding me? The Democrats are buying into this. What happened to the protect women and women's rights? The women who trained all their lives to accomplish something in some sport now had to look over, not that's not a woman, that was and still is a guy. Maybe he's taking some shots, trying to rechange everything, but he's got a base there that is not a female base. There's another case that's just come up even for the Olympics. There's a group in New Zealand called Speak Up for Women. It's called on that country's Olympic Committee and sports minister to defend women's sports. It said Kiwis, New Zealanders, know that males competing in women's sport is blatantly unfair. Unfair. Now, of course, the Democrats here certainly know a lot more than those folks in New Zealand. Give me a break. Surely they do, right? Another group, a British group, Fair Play for Women, urging the sports authorities to wake up because Laurel Hubbard won a weightlifting gold medal during a recent tournament. Two golds, a silver in three of the heavyweight categories. Hubbard, who had competed for New Zealand in men's weightlifting before in her 30s deciding to go transgender, they say should not be allowed to compete against women that are working hard to get their bodies in shape to lift more and more weight. And here comes this guy. But you got Democrats buying into the fact that it's all a myth. Well, there's a new study out. I'm sure they're going to dispute it. They're all into buying scientific studies, as they call them, if it involves climate change. But if it involves gender change, you don't know what you're talking about, according to the Democrats. There are three professors, two in bioethics, one in physiology. And they're looking at the International Olympic Committee allowing transgender women to compete against biological females if their testosterone is below a certain level. But they point out that even if that level, at the level that they must be at, it's still significantly higher than biological females. In other words, you reduce their testosterone, you reduce your, and it's still significantly higher than females. The authors of this research state healthy young men did not lose significant muscle mass or power when their circulating testosterone levels were reduced for 20 weeks to meet the IOC guidelines. They went on to say the hormone therapy does not change bone structure, lung volume, heart size of the trans woman athlete, especially if she transitions post-puberty. So natural advantages, including joint articulation, stroke volume, maximal oxygen uptake, will be maintained. And the professors conclude, it's unfair. It's an intolerable unfairness to women. And that study was released after the House Democrats passed that Equity Act in May. And again, the Democrats in there are saying, that's all false science. You dare say that about their climate change scientists, they will hang you by your thumbs. Now, do these three professors have anything to be gained for their own purpose to declare that you can lower the testosterone and it's still going to be higher, significantly higher, were their words, than for a woman? And what about the Democrat Party? As I saw the head of the Democrat National Committee addressing the audience yesterday as they began the debates to say, our party is all about women's rights. And the crowd roared. Well, now, wait a minute. What about the rights of these women who train to be as fast as they can, who train to lift as much as they can, who compete with other women and know that's my competition? And now you're going to allow a guy that in the up to being 30 was in men's weightlifting and then thinks, you know what? If I transgender, I could win some gold medals, which he did. He won two golds and a silver in three of the women's heavyweight categories. Would you say that's unfair? Of course it is. Would you say if you're putting a team together, say a pickup football game or pickup basketball game, and we're getting only 7th and 8th graders, and here comes a kid that is 15 years old. Say, I want to play. Well, you know, you're 2.5 times taller than some of these kids, and you're 8. No, he can't do it. Well, why not? Well, because it'd be unfair. We can all see that unfairness. But Democrats, see, that's they had no compass anymore. They had no standards. They changed at the flip of a coin, and where's the latest votes going to come? And they want to kiss up to LGBTQ all the time to the extent they're ignoring the women that they supposedly fight for. And many in the LGBTQ community, they're not in favor of this either. You know what it says about our nation? I take it back. Not our nation, but those who would lead this nation if we let them. Bio standards, your birthright, everything is gone. You will be what we tell you and live the way we tell you. Yep. That's socialism in a nutshell.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.